This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 170. So today I have got back Andrew Malt of Hammerjack. He is an English guy, has worked across the world in enterprise and corporate level outsourcing for the majority of his career. We actually spoke to Andrew Malt earlier about his long career, and that's in episode number 165, if you want to go back and listen to that. So today we're actually deep diving into Hammerjack, which is his specialized outsourcing provision, which is focusing on the SME market but offering enterprise level services. So we're not getting paid for this. This isn't an infomercial, but I want to deep dive into these BPOs so that I can show you what products and services are out there and how they can help business owners and SMEs in the world. So I learned a lot from this, I am sure, and I hope you enjoy this. And if you want any of the show notes, then just go to outsourceaccelerator.com/170. Enjoy. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Andrew Malt again of Hammerjack, which is a BPO in the Philippines, servicing primarily Australian SME and SMBs. It's a specialized BPO where it's more deliverable focused as opposed to the more stripped down basic seat leasing, which is becoming more and more prevalent in the Philippines now. So it's fantastic to have you on board, Andrew. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you, Derek. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Fantastic. And of course, we interviewed you a little bit earlier and we sort of deep dove into your background. So if anyone wants to hear more about that, of course, go back and listen to that episode. But so just to recap, you founded, were a co-founder of Hammerjack about 3 years ago because you saw a specific need in the market. So can you give us, I suppose, an introduction to who you are and then an overview of exactly what Hammerjack is?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Andrew Malt. I'm the country manager of Hammerjack. I've been working in operational management for around the last 20 years, been working in outsourcing for about 12 years, and I've been based here in the Philippines for the last 5 years. So my background is enterprise outsourcing services, working with some of the bigger, larger companies and globals, providing outsourced teams and outcome-based models. And I guess Hammerjack was born of that thinking and that capability. So as you mentioned, you know, there are many providers over here, you know, thousands of providers over here. The big players who we all know, the big five or six players out here, you know, they're not interested in dealing with the SME space. They're not interested in the one and two deal seats. And that's because, it's because it doesn't suit their model. So the opportunities or the choices out here for SMEs is fairly limited, and as you mentioned, has been up until recently, and still is the biggest probably is around seat leasing and staffing. So we took that enterprise type space and that capability, and we're taking that capability and experience to the SME market. So that's really what we're looking to do as Hammerjack.
Fantastic. And so I talk about this a lot. I call it the democratization of outsourcing, in that outsourcing previously was only accessible to the big boys, a little bit like kind of tax advantages and hedge funds and things. But now it really has been available to SMEs for the last 5 to 10 years. But a lot of that you see really just in a stripped down form, which is effectively seat leasing and staff leasing. But you are offering the full service BPO, which I really do admire. And I see huge value in this because people can access cheaper resources in the Philippines, but they're actually through you buying huge value add services because they're not just getting the person to execute. They're actually buying into your company and your corporate expertise and process expertise in getting things done for the business. Yeah, so people are effectively buying into your executional expertise.
Correct. Yeah.
And So what sort of processes can they do? I mean, are you a one-stop shop for any sort of operational process, or how does it work?
Yeah, I think, well, probably just to retouch back on what you were saying there, just around you know, where the opportunity is and what we're looking to bring. I guess where it's born is around the fact that, you know, we're outsourcing experts. You know, outsourcing and being very good at outsourcing and providing a service, providing a high performance service, it takes experience. We're seeing a lot of small businesses that are coming over here, you know, hiring two staff and off they go. And, you know, that's great. And it can work. But, you know, we're really saying and asking the question, well, you know, why are you choosing two people? What are you trying to achieve? What are your objectives? So it's really about, saying, well, hang on, what are you trying to achieve? Let's talk about a service model that gets you where you want to be, as opposed to you need two people. So sorry, that just to reiterate, I guess.
No, yeah, absolutely.
That point. What was your question again?
But I mean, that's where things kind of blur, isn't it? Because you could effectively be running the organization or the operation for the person if you took it to the furthest extent. And then also through that kind of bigger picture, you know, what do you want to achieve? It almost then moves into a kind of management consultancy sort of role as well, doesn't it? Do you find that it is difficult to know where the lines stop? You know, is because I suppose it would then vary from every partner to partner, would it?
Yeah, well, it does. And I think it's all about expectation setting, no difference to big business, but, you know, very important to set those expectations around what you do deliver and what you don't deliver. There is a lot of hand holding. So I should make clear, I guess, there are two key service offerings that we provide. And one is, you know, that full managed, you know, bespoke service where it's around understanding the problem they're trying to solve and even getting into their business in Australia. If need be, documenting processes, managing the project transition, you know, developing the governance that will sit and support the performance of their offshore team and executing. And we're not talking teams of 50 and 60 here. We're talking teams of 2, 3, and 5, you know, and plus. So, you know, that's really the big difference for that model. The flip side of the other service model that we offer is taking the capability that we've learned in an enterprise space and allowing people to tap into that. So, that, you know, we call these, you know, it's a kind of light version of our managed service. You know, so what we are is a single source for SMEs that want to, you know, whether they want to try live chat or add live chat to their website, whether they want to do direct marketing, if they need to do, you know, the bookkeeping or collections. We have some packages and services that tap that enterprise capability and the skilled shared workforce that we have here. So for those that aren't ready to take the full plunge and build their own team, we actually offer a subscription model, which is just purely built around a set of agreed outcomes.
Right, and they can just kind of choose from menu and plug in different functions and services. Yeah, it's quite
correct. And they can, you know, they literally can flick a switch and we can have them up and running in days. Yeah,
and again, they're tapping into your expertise, because, you know, a lot of SMEs and SMBs, they come over to the Philippines and think that, you know, going from a first world to a developing world, they're going to be calling all the shots. But I think often people can be very surprised to find that in the Philippines, there's a huge amount of, as you say, process mapping and SOPs and very structured processes, because I think the staffing over there appreciate more structured environments, but also they're educated and the whole industry is based around, you know, very sophisticated and structured processes. So I think, you know, and, you know, agree, like, say if you agree with me or not, but a lot of the SMEs that come over to the Philippines are actually forced to go through a maturation themselves and become a lot more structured and fortified in terms of their processes. Do you find that it's quite a big education piece for you to take these companies through this and get them ready to kind of, I suppose, scale their operations?
Yeah, you know, everything you said was right. You know, there's all that, you know, governance, as we would refer to it, I guess, it exists here. It's mainly in place because it's required. You know, any business requires governance. And as a business, especially a business that wants to scale, needs governance and a structure that sits behind it. You know, a lot of these small businesses don't have that because they don't have, you know, a workforce. they have a business owner and maybe one or two other people. They've got a concept or they've got an idea that works. We're able to put our, you know, the first, I guess, the full force or the workforce behind that idea and support that. So people are, what we find, I guess, is that people get a little bit excited when we talk to them and we say that, you know, we're going to give them a change management process. We will document all of their processes and manage every change. We'll create a training and facilitator's guide because they don't expect this. They certainly don't have it in house. So yeah, there's an education piece. One, I think they're surprised. They walk away with the capability that's here. And for us, you know, I think the stuff we're talking about, whereas it can be a little bit overwhelming, this is the stuff you need in your business if you're going to be successful and if you're going to scale. And every business that's been successful has governance and structure that sits behind it.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see, isn't it? Because a lot of the draw card to outsourcing is, you know, that you can save money. And being frank, there is a requirement to save money. Otherwise, you wouldn't bother. But it's really not about the money saving. It's about all of the sophistication that you've been talking about. And it's about the kind of processes that can really take a business. And you know, I sort of preach that it's not just about the cost savings, but it's that it can, you know, really add rocket fuel to your business and it can boost innovation and growth. And there's all this potential, partly because you have cheaper resources, but also because the Philippines has been doing this for 25 years and there's Hammerjack and other sort of operations out there that can really add their expertise into the business, yeah?
Correct, yeah, so, yeah.
And, but what about, the big boys have always been outsourcing because they have very solidified processes and they have maybe 1,000 people doing the same thing in one room. But how do you find that works with young, nimble startups where the processes really haven't been established and as soon as they're established, they need to be broken and redone? How do you see that sort of misfit potential?
Yeah, look, I don't know, you know, as I say, a lot, even I've worked with many large businesses, you know, very global and large Australian firms, and they're not as organized as everyone would think they would be. They learn a lot when they come over to the Philippines and when they outsource, even in Australia. So they don't quite have the processes and the structure that maybe a lot of businesses you would expect them to have. But I think I guess the way we counter that for a small business is no different to the big BPOs. We've invested heavily in a top level of management and skilled resources that we're able to tap. The difference being they're shared across all of our customers, so that's lower cost that allows us to provide that same managed, you know, end to end type output based model at a lower cost. So as opposed to in a large BPO, I might have a change management or a process or transition person dedicated to one account. So that's really the only difference.
Right. And I suppose as well, you might not have the scale within one SME if they want to do chat support, but you have scale across all of your clients. So you're getting scale from there that the client can effectively tap into.
We're running 24 hours, 7 days a week. So you know that's as I say, this a skilled group that are ready just to be tapped into, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and again, that's sort of, we take that for granted sitting in Manila, but I think in the West, you know, you couldn't get anyone to work 24/7 in the West anymore, could you? Whereas it's so standardized in the Philippines now. And it's such a powerful addition to any business, isn't it? If you can kind of operate or interact with prospective clients 24/7, it has huge benefits.
That's right. And I think the other benefits are, you know, what can be done whilst everybody's sleeping in your business or when your business is sleeping. So, you know, people are all about data and analytics, you know, and so, you know, to get real data and good analytics, you need up-to-date data. So there are jobs that are being done as your business closes its doors on a Monday evening are being done overnight, so that when you wake up Tuesday morning, you know, it's in your inbox, all the reports, you know, in your on your mobile phone. So There is that, and you know, I guess one of the other things we've noticed is things like live chat, for example. You know, we see most activity and most sales activity after hours because that's when people are shopping. When people are in Australia, they shouldn't be shopping whilst they're working. They're shopping after hours. As you mentioned, you can get people to work after hours. In Australia, it's very expensive, but generally people aren't looking to do that as a career. And I think probably worth pointing out that, you know, it can often be misconstrued as, you know, 365 days of the year we're working 24 hours a day. But, you know, it's not to say there's not work-life balance. It means that lifestyle actually suits a great deal of our workforce. And, you know, and obviously they're rewarded accordingly. So, you know, it's a good fit for the, it's good fit for the country, and it's a good fit for our customers.
Yeah, very much. It is a win-win. So fantastic. And so, of course, how do people engage with you? Is there a menu of services? Do they just initially chat and then you do a kind of needs analysis? Or what is the common pathway if people are interested in your services?
Well, look, as I mentioned, we've got two kind of key offerings. You know, we our managed service, or our end-to-end managed service, we're really talking to customers that have already made a decision that they want to move offshore. They probably got an objective or something they want to achieve, but we're not there to really, we're not selling offshoring. We're outsourcing, and we're outsourced service providers. So when people know that they want to, to make that move, I guess we're talking to them and to understand what they're trying to achieve, and we're showing them a roadmap along with all the costs. You know, so transparency around what are those costs aside from the resource costs, so you can give them a clear picture of where they're going to get to. The other side of it, as I mentioned, is those kind of the light series or the out of the box types products, which are they're a lot easier to tap into, and for people to try outsourcing, or to, you know, just to relieve a headache that they have in their business at a relatively low cost. They're more the kind of businesses that we find that, you know, they find our products and they kind of sign up and give it a go, and they kind of are off in a couple of weeks. So that's kind of how it goes with us.
Fantastic. That is really important, isn't it? I'm encouraging more and more BPOs to have products that people can just engage with quickly, because there's sort of, people need to just dip their toe in and get started, don't they? And if you kind of approach people with a massive kind of onboarding program and a massive commitment up front, then it's just there's going to be points of friction. Whereas if you have those kind of easy engagement points, it just gets people started on the journey a lot easier and quicker, doesn't it?
That's right. Keep it simple. Show what they can expect to get out of it, and then people are more likely to kind of give it a go. Yeah. So yeah, couldn't agree more.
Fantastic. And so, of course, if people do want to reach out to you or want to know more about Hammerjack, how can they do that, Andrew?
You can send me an email at andrew@hammerjack.com.au or to our business email, which is info@hammerjack.com.au.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And all of that will be in the show notes. And it's been a pleasure.
No worries. Thanks again.
Okay, that was Andrew Malt of hammerjack.com.au. If you want to get in touch with Andrew or know any more about Hammerjack, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/170. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.